What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, June 20th, 2018, getting on toward the end of the month here, coming up on the 4th of July holiday. And we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. No worries about not having enough talking points. I'm probably not going to get to everything on the list. So let's get right on into it. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. And getting right on into it. It's very obvious that the corporate media and the Democrats are making a big deal over this immigration situation as a distraction from the fallout from the Inspector General's report. So, of course, we're going to open our show talking about the Inspector General's report. And a lot more stuff is coming on out from those hearings and from the report itself. And Trey Gowdy was just stunned, apparently, that James Comey never questioned Hillary Clinton on what her intent was regarding the email server. Now, if you'll remember back when Comey had that unprecedented press conference where he came on out and said that the FBI was recommending no charges, which, by the way, is not the FBI's job. He said that Hillary Clinton did not intend to do wrong. And now Trey Gowdy is saying, well, how did you know if you never actually asked her? And in any event, Title 18 does not require intent, carelessness, and negligence. If you accidentally place classified information in an insecure environment, that's a felony violation right there. So Trey Gowdy is starting to really get very angry about that. Meanwhile, over at the Department of Justice, apparently Jeff Sessions says he's going to let Rod Rosenstein continue to oversee the Robert Mueller special counsel witch hunt, despite the very obvious conflicts of interest and the animosity. That's dereliction of duty. Sessions needs to be fired for the future of this country. He's not up to the job of attorney general. He's a disgrace. We need somebody in there who will do the job, like Larry Klayman or Judge Jeanine. And Trump needs to understand right now with the IG report and with this immigration thing already settling down, Trump just pulled the rug out from under them. It's time to put the focus back on that, because this gives Trump the high ground. It gives him the advantage. It gives him the initiative, and he needs to seize it. And start, if he's going to drain the swamp, now's a good time to start here. Meanwhile, McCabe is refusing to testify at the Senate Judiciary hearing. He invokes his Fifth Amendment rights after failing to receive an immunity deal from prosecution in exchange for his testimony, which tells us there is something there that is self-incriminating. So, again, the American people really do need to be paying more attention to this than to the immigration controversy, which is being fanned up. And remember, in yesterday's hearings, the Democrats tried to hijack the hearing about the Inspector General's report and say, we need to be talking about immigration. We need to be talking about this. And that's very obviously what they're trying to do. Is get everybody distracted. Look over there. Look over there. You're being conditized again. You know, they're attacking Donald Trump for a policy that goes back to the Bush administration, but they're doing it right now because they don't want you, the American people, realizing just how crooked the FBI and the Department of Justice were in their investigation of Hillary Clinton. And, well, they didn't even investigate Hillary Clinton. They investigated the server itself, which is like investigating a gun, but not the person whose finger was on the trigger. Now, Inspector General Horowitz has confirmed he's investigating whether Strzok's anti-Trump bias impacted the launch of the Russia probe. And once again, we're seeing how the Democrats and the corporate media jumped the gun. Because when the IG report came on out, the first thing they said is, oh, there's no bias. There's no bias whatsoever. And all the report really said is, we haven't found any yet, and now we're hearing from Horowitz, they're still looking. They are still looking. Now, we know that Strzok had an anti-Trump bias because of his text with Lisa Page, especially that one where he says, we're going to stop Trump, meaning we're going to stop Trump from getting into the White House, which, by the way, was not in the earlier text message logs given to these Senate committees. It only showed up recently. Now, we had heard about it out on the internet a long time ago, but it wasn't in the official version of the text messages given to the committees until recently. They were stonewalling. They were trying to hide it. And we still have that other issue that came up where apparently that a top-level Clinton campaign operative, Amanda Renteria, and Attorney General Loretta Lynch exchanged highly classified material with each other in 2016. Now, the first question that I would ask, I mean, apparently whatever it is so sensitive, Horowitz refused to talk about it in the hearings. But if it's highly classified, the first question that comes to me is, did Amanda have the necessary security clearances to be seeing that information? Because after all, she's just a campaign operative. She's not actually working in the government. And if she does not have the security clearance to see that information, then former Attorney General Loretta Lynch is also guilty of Title 18 violations. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So the IG report is out there questioning why the FBI did not investigate Huma Abedin's emails during the Hillary probe. And there was clearly a probable cause issue, especially after these things started coming out about Anthony Weiner's laptop, which was seized by New York authorities in an unrelated investigation into Anthony Weiner's sending pictures of his Weiner's to underage girls. And they found all this email, including classified documents. And right there was the probable cause. They should have been a point of interest. And the FBI did not look. Now, apparently, Horowitz is saying that there are additional anti-Trump text messages from Lisa Page to Andrew McCabe showing an anti-Trump bias that have still been withheld from the public. Just stonewall, 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 cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up, cover up. Now, another issue that Horowitz is looking into. Remember, we reported how the IG report said that there were certain FBI agents who had leaked information to journalists in exchange for gifts, meals, tickets to sporting events, access to non-public events. These are important little things to a journalist, that last one especially here. But apparently Horowitz is now saying there were over 300 specific incidences of bribes being given to FBI agents by journalists. And he further came on out and said that two FBI agents who hated Trump are still working for Robert Mueller. And again, remember, Robert Mueller's entire legal team, his entire staff, are made up of Democrats, Clinton supporters, Clinton donors. It's very obviously not a fair and balanced and objective investigative team. They're all out there with a mission to get Donald Trump any way they can. Now, Representative Mark Meadows has unmasked these two unidentified Trump-hating FBI officials that were being referred to as Agent 1 and Agent 2. And one of them is Sally Moyer. The other is Kevin Kleinsmith. And they were also engaged in a romantic relationship like Strzok and Page. A lot of nookie going on over there in the FBI building, it looks like. In the case of Sally and Kevin, they did wind up getting married. So good for them and congratulations to the newlyweds. But they still hate Donald Trump and they're still working for Robert Mueller's investigation. Now, speaking of the FBI, Director Christopher Wray, when he testified to the Senate Judiciary Committee, came on out and said that Robert Mueller's investigation is not a witch hunt. So here we have yet another FBI director who is part of the cover-up. And it looks like both the Department of Justice and the FBI are simply handed off from one protector of the deep state to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And it's probably been decades since we've had an attorney general or a director of the FBI who were actually doing the job they're supposed to be doing. So it is a real corrupt, huge mess. And a lot of people are now coming on out and saying it's time for this to come to an end. Wayne Allen Root is out there saying that the initials FBI stand for Fire Bureau Immediately, and pointing out there isn't a shred of credibility left for the FBI. The FBI leadership and their top agents, investigators, were involved in a vast criminal conspiracy to rig the 2016 presidential election. These aren't guesses or opinions. These are facts gleaned from these text messages sent by these FBI employees. And we know that the FBI, at least, has been playing these kind of games for a very long time, going on back to, you know, COINTELPRO, the day the hippies took over Disneyland, the framing of James Earl Ray. Another article that's coming on out from Reason.com. After the IG report, let's kill the FBI while we can. So word is getting on out there to the public. And the public is starting to basically say, yeah, these agencies do not serve the American people. They should be shut down. They're a waste of taxpayer funds. And I'm sorry for all those lower-level employees at the Department of Justice and the FBI who are not part of the criminal conspiracy, but you have to bear some of the responsibility for this, for not standing up and blowing the whistle. Your silence made you complicit. You're an accessory after the fact. When I first started doing my website almost a quarter of a century ago, I really thought that the wrongdoing I was discovering was confined to a very, very few people, and that our government was filled mostly with honorable individuals who really wanted to do a good job and serve the American people and serve the Republic. And I kept waiting for some of the other people in these agencies to stand up and say, we're going in the wrong direction. And sadly, it never happened. And we know now, looking back, that anybody in any one of these agencies not willing to go along with the conspiracies against our republic is ejected, gotten rid of. So it's time to pull the plug on both the Department of Justice and the FBI. If they're not going to do the job they're supposed to be doing, if they're in fact criminals themselves, it's time for them to go. Now, Trump's campaign manager for the 2020 campaign, Brad Pascale, has called for the firing of Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the ending of the Mueller investigation. And he's basically saying you can't obstruct something that was phony against you. And the IG report gives President Trump the truth to end it all. He's right about this. The IG report exonerates Donald Trump on the issue of firing James Comey. The IG report makes it very clear. Comey was not doing his job properly. They're trying to pass it off as being insubordinate, like that's no big deal. But the reality is, when he went on TV, and he actually went down the list of felony Title 18 violations committed by Hillary Clinton, and then says, we at the FBI recommend no charges be brought because she didn't intend to do anything wrong. That's not his job. In fact, he was usurping the job of the Attorney General. Of course, she had already signaled she was just going to go along with, you know, any way that was going to get Hillary Clinton off the hook, as she had privately told the Hillary Clinton campaign. She was not going to let the FBI get too close to Hillary Clinton. So they really are all crooks over there. So there's another story coming out of the Wall Street Journal, no less, saying that we're starting to see the showdown between the Justice Department and Congress. And I'm certainly hoping that Congress is up to it. But we're starting to hear talk about in the impeachment of Rod Rosenstein, not the firing up, just outright impeach him. Congress has that right. Impeachment is not just for the president or the vice president. It is for any official that is caught engaging in unethical, immoral, criminal behavior. And if Jeff Sessions is not going to fire Rod Rosenstein, then Congress needs to do its duty and get him out of there. All right, let's take a phone call. Andy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, Mike, let's look for a minute. You said there's not a shred of confidence in this. There's not a shred of confidence in the entire U.S. government. This is a
That's
failure.
True.
These people have taken us from one point to another point, and they take forever to get to the end of something. Look at the Mueller investigation. Look at the Clinton investigation. All of this is just a disguise. This is far too fetched for the American people. But look at how they can jump into a courtroom and use their Bill of Rights to save their behind. But you go to a courtroom and jump in there and try to save your butt with your Bill of Rights, and guess what happens to you? So, I mean,
I've read stories where judges will literally say the Constitution does not apply in this courtroom. My response would be, well, if the Constitution does not apply in this courtroom, then from where does
this court
get its authority over me?
But exactly.
It is a mess here. And I know you're very disappointed, and I hear your pessimism every time that you call on in. But the whole point of this exercise, of what we're doing here at Republic Broadcasting, is to educate the American people as to the reality of what their government is. And we're winning on that one. We're winning the war for the minds of America. Polls are showing that confidence and trust in the U.S. government is at an all-time low.
But we as American people have to stand up a little bit more and voice our opinions, because, I mean, my understanding is that this country was built on the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and that's what I learned a little bit of that in high school, and I realize now that they purposely kept that out of my high school curriculum because they didn't want me to know my rights. I'm a better slave if I don't know my rights. And my kids, I've got a kid 27 down to 18. They didn't learn nothing about the Constitution in these Common Core schools that I had to put them through. And I apologize to my kids. I apologize to them all the time for putting them through Common Core. I should have homeschooled them. But they've got to live in this post-constitutional country in which they get to watch these people on TV who can use what they were told the Constitution is for their benefit, but we can't use it for our benefit. We're really past the breaking point here. We really are.
I think we're headed to the breaking point. I think we're headed to a Soviet Union-style collapse of the federal government, probably be triggered by an economic collapse, which is being accelerated by the trade wars, and we're just going to have to ride it out. And then after that, it'll be time for the American people to stand up and basically kick out the existing political establishment and the money junkies and basically reset the country and go back to that Constitution and, in my opinion, the first 13 amendments and just go from there and get everybody, to stop whining and thinking that the government owes them anything and go back to a nation of self-reliant people who are able to build a new nation rather than waiting for somebody else to just, give it to them after taking it from somebody else.
Well, what they've done is they've regulated our jobs completely away from us. I mean, even if I want to start a company now, and I've owned three companies in my life, even if I want to start a company now, it's going to cost me an arm and a leg to start that darn thing. And then they're going to regulate me throughout the entire process of owning the company. I mean, what is free in this country anymore? Is there anything free here, Mike?
Not really. I mean, we're being regulated to death, and it's one of the reasons that so many businesses have shut down in this country and gone to other places to do business. Anyway, Andy, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call.
Thanks, Mike.
We'll be right back.
media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, welcome back to our show. And yes, Republic Broadcasting, and for that matter, whatreallyhappened.com. We do need your help. Every little bit helps us continue doing what we're doing, educating the American people as to the reality of what's going on in this country. And there's no such thing as too small a donation. I've gotten emails from people saying, I'd love to donate, but the most I could send is like 10 bucks. And 10 bucks is great, you know? Remember the old saying, for want of a nail, the kingdom fell? That's how close it's getting around here. Anyway, if you can help, please do. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to call in and pledge to be a recurring subscriber, the number is 800-724-2719. Extension 1 during business hours and extension 3 at all other times. So the network thanks you. All right, let's take a quick phone call here. Terry in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, first thing I want to say is that 10 bucks, I give 10 bucks a month, and then if I want to give more, I make a donation. But I got that minimum every month coming out. But you know, I go along with the guy who was a little bit hesitant because in your ads in the beginning, you started with $20, you know, 20, 30, 50, 100 a month. And then the next ad came out and started at $30. I said, well, I don't know if he wants my $10 or not, but, you know, now you made the point, but it was confusing on, you know, those promotions you were coming out with in the beginning.
First of all, thank you for your generous support of Republic Broadcasting. Second, those ads were scripted. To be recorded. And I don't think anybody was really paying attention to the numbers. They just said this is a starting point. But I've had people donate just a single dollar to whatreallyhappened.com. And every bit of it is greatly appreciated because we're in a fight, not just for the future of our republic. We're in a fight for literally the life of the entire world. Because if we're already in a world war. And if it escalates to peer-to-peer, China, Russia, the United States, and it goes nuclear, it's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. And that's why we're doing this. We're dealing with government leaders who are absolutely convinced that they can win and survive a nuclear war. And frankly, I think they're delusional.
Yeah, I agree. The other thing is, you know, like Julie out there in Round Rock, you know, you kind of reserved her phone number for somebody who wants to call on a recurrent basis. Why can't I call her and say, I want to, you know, I've already given $10 a month and I want to give another $45 this month because I got it available. I'm on a fixed income. You know, instead, I guess in order to do that, I got to go to your website and do all that stuff with PayPal and all that stuff. But,
if you've got a little extra to send, just write out a check and send it to Republic Broadcasting Network. And you have to write it out payable to Republic Broadcasting Network. However you can make it work, it is greatly appreciated.
Yeah, well, then I got to find my checkbook and write a check, find a stamp, envelope. If I can just call her and give her credit card number, you know, during the month, it's not a recurrent gift, that'd be more convenient for me.
I have to be very honest. I don't know if they can take. Oh, yeah. I just got it from our control room. They can take a credit card at any time.
Yeah. Because when you advertise this, you say for, you know, only recurrent donation, call this number. Why can't I call it, you know, if I want to do a one-time thing? Because I already got the recurrent
one. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I mean, John Stadmiller wanted to get subscribers like PBS has. And there are a lot of people who donate using PayPal who just have an automatic payment thing set up where it's like $5 every month and so forth. But however it can work. But, yes, you can call that number and they will take a credit card from you. Okay?
Yeah, the reason I called, Mike, was you know, we're talking about Comey and, you know, against Trump and supporting Hillary in the election and all that. I'm trying to figure out why then, if he's doing that, why would he drop the charges against Hillary and then right before the election put him back on again? You know, because that probably really hurt her. I think she was I'm not a supporter of hers, of course, but, you know, it seems like if he wanted to support her, he wouldn't have come back with those charges right before the election.
Well, his hand got forced. First of all, he never charged her. All he did was reopen the investigation. But his hand got forced by the Southern District of New York prosecutors who had Anthony Weiner's laptop. And they were out there threatening to go public that, yes, there were additional emails, including classified information. And now, of course, it's come out in the IG report that Comey just didn't want to deal with it, but his hand got forced. Anyway, listen, Terry, got to do another commercial break. Thank you very much for the phone call. Thank you for your support for Republic Broadcasting. Thank you for your support for whatreallyhappened.com. And we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking, obviously, about the IG report and its fallout. And now that Trump has ended the controversy over the child separation at the border, the Democrats don't have a distraction. They're going to try and come up with one, but we can put the focus back on the IG report. Representative Mike Rogers is out there saying it's time to fire Peter Strzok. Now, he has been escorted out of the FBI building, but he is still being employed, technically working for Human Resource Department. But even Chuck Grassley is out there saying, look, if the people who did these wrong things are not fired, then nothing changes. And he's absolutely right. Because if you turn a blind eye, if people like James Comey can behave the way they did and nothing bad happens to them, they'll just go on doing more bad things. So, yeah, there needs to be some impeachments and some firings. And, yeah, that whole – I understand how impractical it is to get rid of the Department of Justice and the FBI, but definitely that top leadership should all be completely replaced. Meanwhile, in another part of the swamp here, article came out of no less than Fox News asking, why is the Democrats' bizarre IT scandal still being ignored? Because there is a serious situation there. You have the Awan brothers, who were hired in to be IT experts by members of Congress and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. They apparently, because of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, did not go through the normal vetting. And Imran Awan was doing work for a number of House members, and then he was joined in this work by seven other family members who had almost little or no computer technology expertise, including his wife and two brothers. And at one point, one of his brothers was actually fired for incompetence, but he was still being paid by other congressional offices. Now, in February of 2016, the House Office of Inspector General revealed $120,000 worth of office equipment belonging to the office of Congresswoman Yvette Clark went missing. And at that time, Imran's brother, Abid Awan, worked for Representative Clark in an IT capacity and was thought to be involved in the equipment's disappearance. Now, don't forget, when Imran Awan was getting ready to leave the country, his neighbor just noticed that the trash bins were just filled with all of these computer components, hard drives, and all sorts of stuff that were clearly stamped as property of the U.S. government. And he reported it, which is what brought this whole scandal to light. And now we know that the Awan brothers, especially Imran, were improperly accessing the computers of members of the United States Congress. And so the question has to be, was espionage being committed? Now, what's really interesting is that after Imran Awan was basically forbidden, kicked out of the Congress over suspicions of improper access to these computers, he continued to be on Debbie Wasserman Schultz's payroll right up to the day he got arrested. Why is this still being ignored? There is a there. There's probable cause for a full investigation. But if I am correct in my theory that Hillary Clinton was replaying the 1996 ChinaGate scandal using her private email server with weaker security than Ashley Madison to sell U.S. secrets to foreign interests, and using her charitable, and I use that word loosely, foundation to collect and launder the money, then the next question is, were they working together, or was it two separate espionage operations going on inside the United States government? And if so, where the heck was the FBI, which is supposed to have counterintelligence as one of its major responsibilities? So now the Democrats are coming on out. They're starting to declare war on Trump supporters again. They're starting to ramp up for the midterms this November. And they're going back to something that they were using in 2016, how Trump supporters are part of a cult. They're members of a cult. And they're not rational people. They didn't vote for Trump because they actually thought he was better. They're part of a cult. And talk about the pot calling the kettle black, because we know that Hillary Clinton ran her entire campaign as a personality cult. There never really was a platform that they were running on. But the main takeaway from the IG report, and this is something I hope you will all share with all your friends, the IG report makes it clear there was never a proper investigation of Hillary Clinton and her email server. They didn't even investigate Hillary herself. It was just the email server. That's in the IG report. So there's never been a proper investigation into why and how Hillary was using this private email server and whether or not it was being used for espionage. Remember, the hacker Guccifer, who broke into her server and said it was actually very easy to do, saw there were at least 10 other foreign IPs logged in going through the documents on that server. So if we have not had a full and proper investigation into Hillary Clinton and her email server, it's time for the American public to start demanding one. All right, turning on over to the war zones, the Syrian army is attacking militants in Daraa province yet again, near the village of Busar al-Harir, northeast of the southern Syrian city of Daraa. And clashes continued until early this morning. No major advance was carried out by the Syrian Arab army and its allies. And pro-government sources are saying this development is actually a trial balloon. In other words, they're trying to feel out ISIS and al-Qaeda's defenses and where they're going to go from there. But on the same day, Russian presidential envoy for Syria, Alexander Lavrentyev, said that there are still notable numbers of ISIS and Hayat Tahrir al-Sham militants in southern Syria. And then the announcement came following a meeting, including representatives of Turkey, Iran, and Russia, on the de-escalation zones agreement. And it's another indication that the Russian-Iranian-Syrian bloc is not going to tolerate the presence of these groups in the war-torn country, nor should they. They're terrorists, or at least that's what we've all been told. Can you imagine somebody saying, okay, we've got ISIS living out there in Colorado. Let's just let them have that part of the country and leave them alone. That would be utterly ridiculous. Now, apparently the Syrian city Sweda has been shelled by the Syrian opposition factions. This is the first time they've been hit with artillery since 2015. But apparently there were no casualties, mostly just building damage. And Israel managed to lose one of their surveillance drones patrolling the northern border, and it fell in Syria. And I imagine the Syrians are going to grab it and reverse engineer it. It's one of their Skylark drones. It's a very small, very lightweight surveillance drone. It's not weaponized. But Syria may reverse engineer it in order to figure out ways to jam it or bring it down. Now, despite the U.S. Senate voting to block the sale of the F-35 to Turkey, apparently Turkey is expecting the U.S. will deliver at least the first batch of fighters on June 21st. They were already apparently on the way. And, of course, the ships could be ordered to turn back. But Turkey is out there saying they expect the planes to be delivered. We'll see if that actually happens. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, wanted to comment on something that you were talking about earlier about the, quote, investigations and all that, and how, and remind everybody that they didn't even look at Hillary's server. Never was even looked at. The whole thing revolved around that. It didn't even look at it. And of course, Hillary was not put under oath. And she was never even put under oath, never had to testify. And everybody around her was given immunity. All the direct reports were given immunity. So, yes. And Mike, it's very reminiscent to the way after 9-1-1, when they did the 9-1-1 investigation and, you know, commission report, and where Cheney and Bush were not under oath and testified together. Remember on the buddy system, remember?
Yes.
But that's the way it works. Nothing ever happens. Nothing ever will. These people are above the law. This whole system's got to go.
I think this whole system is self-destructing. And the main reason that's happening is because the American people are now awake and seeing the real nature of the government. All that propaganda that we got fed in grade school, we're all realizing. We're looking back on it and saying, what a load of bovine excrement we were being fed about our nation and our government. And we know that now. And if you have a government that has lost the trust and beyond that, the obedience of their general population, that's a government that's definitely headed for a major fall. especially when you bring in just how fragile the economy is right now and how overstretched we are militarily around the globe.
Yeah, it's like, remember, the Gettysburg Address, of the people, by the people, for the people. It's of the billionaires in Israel, of the, for the billionaires in Israel, by the, that's what it is. And it's the billionaires who run everything. And eventually, everything comes around to what they want. And the government's for sale, and the government's just to exercise their will. And they will not, Mike, they'll never hamstring the agencies, the agencies they rely on to coerce people into to do their bidding, to be hamstrung. So the FBI is there, and the Justice Department is there to uphold what they want to do. The deep state, the billionaire owners, will never allow that to be compromised, so that they can oppress us all the better.
Well, in hindsight, it's obvious that Thomas Jefferson was correct, because when the Founding Fathers set up this nation, they tried to come up with a government system that would prevent powerful individuals from hijacking it. But Thomas Jefferson said at the time it wouldn't last. He predicted that the United States that he had created would only last about 100 years. Because by the end of the 100 years, it would have been corrupted by the wealthy and the powerful, and there would be a need for a new revolution. So obviously I don't advocate revolution, I do see so many parallels between the current U.S. government and the former Soviet Union, not to mention with ancient Rome, where I really do think we're going to see the United States government come crashing down, which, when you look at world peace, I think it would be a great thing for planet Earth, because the United States, together with Israel, are instigating all these wars all over the planet. According to Bernie Sanders, the U.S. is militarily engaged in 76 different countries. If the U.S. government comes crashing down, then all of a sudden peace comes to those 76 countries.
If it's not us and there's 76 countries and probably more, it's the Brits, it's the French, it's the Germans, and they're all answerable to this in their systems to the same billionaires, the same Israel people, all the same people are running them all. You can't even dock a boat in Paris if you're
You're assuming that a collapse here in the United States of America would stay here in the United States of America, and I don't see that happening because of globalism. I mean, if you look back at how the 2008 mortgage-backed security meltdown wrecked Wall Street, it spread to Europe because of economic globalism, and some of those European banks almost got taken down. And in their rush to create a global society, they've created a political climate that could lead to a global revolution, because I'm sure that the people in these other countries like Britain and France are also aware how their nations have been hijacked by the ultra rich. And as we saw back in France, there comes a point where people just say enough is enough. These lords don't really need that much money, and certainly to the point of starving the general population. So I really don't see things continuing the way they are for much longer. I wish I knew when it was going to happen, and frankly, I'm a little surprised it hasn't happened already. But we're definitely getting close.
Mike, I look upon what's the whole refugee crisis that's going on worldwide, and frankly, and here too, with the borders and all that, but as an attempt of the billionaire owners to make sure that divide and conquer us. If they bring them in, they win some allies for the government, which of course they control. And it's just a way to dilute the power of the people who actually live in these countries to stand up against the billionaires.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we know the Democrats are want the illegal immigrants to come into this country because they're going to sign them up to vote, even though that is also illegal, to try and sway the election their way. Again, the American people are waking up to what's going on. As far as the refugee crisis in Europe, we're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show. We could be watching the beginning of the end of the EU experiment, and all of George Soros' money is not going to be able to stop it. If the general populations are saying, we've had it with being part of the EU, we've had it with being part of this refugee experiment. And it's like the people in Great Britain are getting very angry that despite their vote for Brexit, their own government, much of their own government, is still trying to sell them out to the globalists. Anyway, Peter, we got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go right to the telephones to Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Did you get my email or did you have a chance to review it? It turns out this thing with Tommy Robinson, you know, that I get the impression that this arrest and the hasty trial without proper arrest, that's part of the political theatrics to make people get all bent out of shape about, oh, look what they did to this poor guy. The English Defense League is being heavily funded by the Rothschilds, and they tried to, I know I've got his name on something here, but he was a member of the British Nationalist Party, and he basically went on record that basically they offered him a bunch of money for two conditions. You can't criticize the bankers, you can't criticize Israel. And he said, I'm going to criticize whoever I deem worthy of criticism, and he refused the money. And apparently Tommy Robinson is not his name, and he was basically prosecuted for fraud regarding a passport and some mortgage fraud, and he was involved with the Rothschilds on that one. Of course, the Rothschilds themselves don't go to jail. They get other people to go to jail for them, right?
So, by the way, it's pronounced Rothschilds.
Rothschild. Oh, okay. Thank you. But like I say, did you get a chance to review that email I sent you or no?
I did get it, and I did look through it, but at this point, Tommy Robinson is kind of low down on my list of priorities. I mean, I covered the story when it first happened, and, you know, again, the wars and the Inspector General report and the political corruption are taking priority. And as I said at the top of the show, I've got more talking points than I'm ever going to get through on today's program.
Oh, I understand. That's fine.
I can't cover everything, and Tommy Robinson's just not a priority.
Right, but you do appreciate that this thing about his being arrested and put in jail, and then they're reporting that the jail he's in is in 70% Muslim population.
Well, that turned out to be false. That's fake news.
Exactly,
that's fake news.
Exactly.
That's been discredited. Yeah.
Yes, and so that's the thing is that this whole thing looks like he may, as far as I know, he's over in Club Med. You know, having drinks with hot women, you know, while they're making all this theatrics go on, because we don't really know where he is right now. All we know is that he's, you know, he apparently wrote some kind of letter, but as you say, there's bigger fish to fry at this point, and I appreciate your concern on that point. All right, but, all right. Yeah, the corruption all mainly has to do with this banking system that we have now, right?
Well, the entire banking system is corrupt, and I don't know if you're watching on YouTube, but I'm wearing a T-shirt sent in by a listener that says, Jesse James was right. The bankers are the real outlaws.
Really? So you have a – is that on your What Really Happened website where I can get the link to your YouTube work? You go on live on YouTube
every
day?
Yeah, it's right up at the top. Anyway, I got to let you go. We got to do station identification, and we'll be back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extendivite.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.